Auburn lands a bona fide stud linebacker commit. Let's get it.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back again. Auburn lands a stud four-star linebacker. Finally gets him to pull the trigger. Elijah Melendez from Osceola High School in Kissimmee, Florida. Maybe the home of Mickey Mouse, but there ain't no Mickey Mouse about this kid's game. Auburn's been pushing for this kid a while. Thought that you probably get him. Honestly, after Big Cat Weekend, a lot of people I'm not Big Cat Weekend, I apologize. His official visit in June, the end of June, it was like the weekend, the next to last weekend that you could have visits in June. A lot of people thought after that visit, he would go ahead and flip. I think there maybe even were some crystal ball or some predictions that came in. He goes to a visit to Miami, who he's committed to already, the following weekend, and says, I'm shutting her down. I'm shutting it down, and I'm done. Well, Auburn didn't give up, and that's kind of the MO for this staff. It doesn't care who you're committed to, how long you've been committed. Auburn doesn't stop. The staff does not stop communicating, does not stop calling, and got him to eventually sort of warm back up to Auburn. He was here for the very first game, the Alabama A&M game, and then I believe that morning, that Saturday morning of the Alabama A&M game, he decommits from Miami, and then immediately predictions start flooding in to Auburn. Auburn has been high on this kid ever since they first contacted him, ever since they really got here. There were some connections there, and DJ Durkin had sort of jumped in and started building a relationship there as well. And next thing you know, Auburn's leading for this kid. And I mean, I can't say enough. I cannot challenge you enough to go watch this kid's huddle film. Go to the Google machine right now. I'm going to give you a second. Pull it up. Okay, now I want you to type in Elijah Melendez, HUDL. Okay, and the first video, the first link that pops up, I want you to pause this video, pause this thing you're watching right now, and enjoy that 5 to 8 minutes of pure unadulterated violence. I want you to watch him absolutely end hopes and dreams. I want you to watch him break the will of his opponents. He is a beast. He is a prototype middle linebacker, true linebacker. We're not talking about no hybrid. We're not talking about a guy that you could move down to linebacker. We're not talking about a guy you can play outside and then maybe move inside some. We're talking about a lunch pail, hard hat, true middle linebacker. I mean, this was a battle for this kid, and Auburn never gave up, and it's huge that you go ahead and add him to the class. Adding this guy to the class should put you inside the top five. It should get you at the number four spot on 247 for the time being. And then continue to further solidify this class as the best rated class that Auburn's ever landed. If they don't land anybody else after Elijah Melendez, this is the best class Auburn's ever landed. Doesn't matter where they finish in the rankings from a points perspective, as far as you take the whole class as a whole and look at all the rankings, all the points that you get for those commits, this is the best class that Auburn's ever had. And every commit you add to this is gravy, is absolute gravy. So it just continues to further solidify the recruiting prowess of this coaching staff, even with a huge setback. It just goes to show you, commits don't watch that stuff as closely as we do. Commits don't care that much about a loss. Now, you string a bunch of losses together, and you don't really show that there is you're not able to sell that there's a view of a future, then you got problems. But just singular games, they don't really care about that. A lot of times they're looking at, hey, there's a chance to play here. I like it here. I like the trajectory that the program was on. You look at last year's class, we can build this year's class, and can you continue to stack them? I think it's big time. I think it's big time for Auburn. Auburn really didn't have a true linebacker yet in this class, but we're going to talk about what this linebacker class actually could look like in just a moment. But what type of player are you getting? Okay, I already kind of hinted at it, okay? But you're talking true middle linebacker, okay? A guy that is going to be in the middle of the field every single play, is able to diagnose, is able to be your field general, and then attack. I mean, that's the one. If you're watching, if you watch this film, if you've reignited this stream right now after watching his huddle highlights, violence and attacking is like the two words that to me describe his game. He will destroy a lead blocker. He can diagnose a run play. He can single out the lead blocker, and he's not worried about the statistic so much as it is, I want to explode this play. I want to ruin this play. And he will run through your face. If you're a lead blocker in the SEC or in college football and you're playing against Auburn in the near future and this kid ends up signing with Auburn, you better keep your head on a swivel and you better be bringing you better be bringing something behind you, because this kid's going to diagnose run and he is going to come as a heat-seeking missile and take you out. That's his goal. He's going to take you out. There's one highlight. It may be the third highlight. This poor fullback child was the lead blocker, and Elijah comes downhill, hits the fullback into the running back, and then makes the play, then makes the tackle. He blows the fullback, who's bigger than him, into the running back, and then makes the tackle. Football IQ, I know football IQ seems to be, from being able to diagnose the run, is something that it seems like he has in droves, like being able to diagnose plays quickly and then react. He's even really good in coverage. I think there's some highlights of his very first game this season of having an interception. He plays running back also, and he's a freak at running back at his high school. Like, he just does a little bit of everything. The only thing that'll keep this child from not being great at Auburn is concussions and targeting penalties. Like, that's the only thing that could possibly keep him from not being an All-American. I mean, he is that good, and he plays at a really good classification at Florida. And I mean, this kid's a stud. I mean, you got to be excited about this kid. If you can sign him, you got him committed. He's flipped front, you can call it a flip if you want to. Technically, it's not a complete flip because he did decommit for a little bit, even though he was coming to Auburn the whole time. It was basically a flip. It's just a huge deal. It's a huge, huge deal, and you finally got your true, true linebacker of this class. So what could this class look like? Okay, what could this class look like? You have Bryce Diaz. You have Ja'Caleb Fault that are listed as linebackers, but neither one of them are really a true, true middle linebacker. Neither one of them are a true linebacker. Ja'Caleb Fault's probably going to end up being an edge. He could possibly play outside linebacker, but you're probably going to be he's just so big eventually. I feel like he's pass rushing. That's what he does right now. I mean, he lines up as an edge in high school, and he's unstoppable. He makes all kinds of plays, and he's already 6'4", 230 plus pounds. Like, this kid's going to be 6'4", 250 freak pass rusher, I feel like, at the next level. And then you got Bryce Diaz, who is having a fantastic year himself, who I think eventually is going to be a linebacker, but he plays a little bit of everything. He plays a little bit of safety. He's not one that I feel like has grown up, was bred, just sort of developed, evolved to be a linebacker like Elijah Melendez has been. And it's you add him to that mix. Now you have a true linebacker, and you have some other guys that have so much versatility. And then you're still going to try to go get Tyler Lockhart. Okay. Look, I know a lot of people think this commitment means no Tyler Lockhart. That's not the case. They play two different positions. I'm not as skilled and I'm not as knowledgeable as like how to break down the differences in the different linebacker positions, but I know that Tyler Lockhart is going to be a little bit different type of linebacker than Elijah Melendez. So they're going to play two different positions. One doesn't mean you can't have the other. They want Tyler Lockhart, okay? They're going to continue to push for Tyler Lockhart. If you can land Tyler Lockhart, Elijah Melendez, you already got Bryce Diaz, you got Ja'Caleb Falk, I didn't think this was possible, but you may have a better class, better linebacker class than last year that included DeMarcus Riddick, DJ Barber, Joseph Phillips. I mean, if you want to call Jamonta Waller an outside linebacker, like a very, very good linebacker class, this one could top it. This one could top it. And it, honestly, they could be more, even more versatile than last year's class. You just have so much talent, so much versatility in what you have here. And Elijah solidifies that true centerpiece of this class. And now you're looking, I think you're going to continue to try to push for Tyler Lockhart. You may get him, you may not, but if you can add him to this class, oh boy, the linebacker class you have, you got a lot of special opportunities. And that's what you have to do. That's how you compete at the next level. That's how you compete with the top levels. These are big boy classes you're putting together. Last year was a big boy class, especially at linebacker. You're putting together another big boy class here at linebacker, and I think it's going to be big for Auburn in the future. So definitely got to be excited, fired up to add this kid to the class. I'm telling you, if you want to have – if you got some downtime, go watch this kid's highlights. They're a ton of fun, and he's having a big year already this year, and I expect this year's highlight film to be even more fun. And I think on top of everything, you got a really good kid too. You see him doing – I mean, you know, he could be just a high school football guy 24/7, but you see him doing side jobs, working on houses, doing all kind of stuff. So I think he just got a really good kid in general as well. I think he's going to be here this weekend. So hopefully, or I know he's here today celebrating that commitment. So guys, be fired up about it. Elijah Melendez, four-star linebacker, 6'2", 230, 225, 230, heat-seeking missile. Is added to this class and help Auburn continue to skyrocket up the recruiting rankings. Y'all enjoy the rest of the game day. Have fun today. Be safe. This is another bonus episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening and drive home safely.